Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, October 3rd, 2016, and we're exploring the contrast in individualisms, as it were, so to speak. And as I always say, we need to define terms. We'll enlist the help of Friedrich Hayek from The Road to Serfdom in order to do that. But first, let me just go back and the first hour is helpful and instructive, I would say, but let me go back to the first hour, the excerpt from Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 1, The Abandoned Road. Hayek wrote, "Individualism has a bad name today, and the term has come to be connected with egotism and selfishness." And as I mentioned previously, both today and before, the communitarian network would have us believe that individualism, without defining terms, is a bad thing. But the way they define it is different than the way we would define it. And so that's a broader discussion, obviously touched on in the first hour. And by the way, we'll open up the phone lines early. If you have a comment on any of this stuff, feel free to call in. And I'll make every effort to grab you real time, so to speak, without too much delay, hopefully. So let's try that if we can. And feel free to call in if you have a comment on any of this. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So the communitarian network on their about page, again, communitariannetwork.org/about. has these words. "In the late 1980s, a growing number of academicians and social commentators began to notice a breakdown in the moral fabric of society, attributing this condition to an excessive emphasis on individualism. They recognized the need for a social philosophy that at once protected individual rights and attended to corresponding responsibilities to the community." So, attributing this condition to an excessive emphasis on individualism. See, Hayek was right, and he was like he was a prophet. Individualism has a bad name today, and a worse name coming forward from 1944. Eh? So the communitarians or the collectivists have sought to rewire or re-engineer society. And again, as Hayek put it, what this means, and we don't seem to fully grasp this, is a complete change in the direction of the evolution of our ideas and social order. What kind of change? What are we talking about? Well, again, back to The Road to Serfdom. Individualism has a bad name today, and the term has come to be connected with egotism and selfishness, but the individualism of which we speak, in contrast to socialism and all other forms of collectivism, again, including communitarianism, has no necessary connection with these, and with communitarianism, there is always the discussion of Acts chapter 2 and communism, to oversimplify, for instance. And the question that we must ask is, who decides? That's always the question. Who decides? I'll go to the phones here in a second, but just on that note, real quick, I was having a conversation over the weekend about how the fish in the hatcheries these days that are obviously dumped out into the lakes, streams, tributaries, et cetera, in America are fed with GMO pellets. And during that conversation, I was asked, well, then, how do we get away from that? How do we, where is the choice? Where is our choice? It's taken away. This is what happens when technocrats install themselves in positions of power. They have this hubris kind of inbuilt, hardwired in them to believe they know what's best. They want to play God, and that's a dangerous thing. So who decides? We'll get back to Hayek here in a moment. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Glenn.
Been missing you lately. Caught some of the reruns last week, but you know, good to have you very much on online here this morning.
Yep, and good
boy,
to talk to you too.
Likewise. Yeah, you covered a lot in that first hour, boy. But about the Iran thing, mm-hmm. and the Germans reminding the U.S. about the diminishing of sanctions. You know, if the Americans are smart, they may well want to heed that, because as the Federal Reserve bankers know, there's nothing like economic dependency to give one control over somebody. And since the economic isolation has not succeeded in achieving the desired goals in Iran, they may well be better off to diminish them, resume greater trade, and rely a little more on the golden bonds of trade to try and influence Iran.
Absolutely. And so, you know, what is the purpose of the sanctions? And that's kind of what Gabriel's remarks were hinting at. You know, there's the ostensible purpose of the sanctions is not necessarily being served, and it's just heavy-handed and authoritarian.
It's not working with anybody.
Exactly.
The bully approach just isn't working, and
exactly.
They need to get a clue, and this is what everybody's saying. You know, the United States is prosecuting wars and hostility and losing, and the Russians and the Chinese are cutting deals, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Barack Obama's words were in his UN address on September 20th, we're kind of hinting at the same thing. It's a very weird projection, you know, and warping of reality that we see happening. It's very strange. And so while we're doing those things that you mentioned, we're guilty of war crimes at the same time, some of the greatest in history, some would argue, or the United States military-industrial complex is anyway, you know. We keep being reminded that we're using white phosphorus, which is still a war crime. And the fact that Iran is surrounded by military bases under the direct or indirect control of the United States military is a fact that seems to escape folks. And so, you know, there are those social media images that circulate from time to time that show Iran surrounded by dozens and dozens of military bases, entirely surrounded. And so, you know, the joke is, of course, that they're attacking us being surrounded.
Iran, it's just such a tempest in a teapot. I mean, and I'm thinking about the, you know, Iran is in terms, it's its own people, the Persian people. I mean, you have Shiite Islam there and everything, but there's a deep, long-standing cultural memory and identity of these people. They're not really bothering much of anybody. Yeah, you know, they have military, but they're not prosecuting wars of conquest or anything. They're not subverting anyone. Even the Jews who live in Iran are not inclined to move because they're not bothering them. You know?
Exactly.
They're fairly benign in the grand scheme of things. And, you know, the U.S. is just obsessed with them as part of, you know, help prosecuting this greater Israel thing, you know, and conquering all these seven nations and all this kind of stuff. It's just nuts.
Yep.
But
exactly.
You're presently reading from Hayek, and you mentioned de Tocqueville and Acton. You know, when I think about the inspiring nature of de Tocqueville's writings and his, you know, favorable impressions of America, or the sanity of these men, you know, of the 19th century. I mean, it's just they're so refreshing to read, and they're just so sane compared to the crap that's peddled these days. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and I think more and more people are noticing, not really knowing what to turn to, but even I think the majority of the unwashed and the most unassuming are kind of noticing that. I've heard folks comment, for example, watching regular television, it feels exhausting. The commercials and things, I mean, basically what you and I would probably call the propaganda just feels exhausting. Oh. They feel like it's a mental exercise, and it's everything,
American culture, everything in modern American culture is so vapid and banal. It's just, yep. And it's meaningless. It's utter fluff and foolishness, you know?
Meaningless other than to keep the herd marching in lockstep.
Yes.
And for what and to what is the question I think folks should ask. It's insanity, you know?
It really is. And the thing about creeping socialism, people seem to forget the communism, and so people erroneously think that socialism is like a form of communism light, and that's not the case. Communism is a political system that utilizes socialist economics. Socialism is an economic system.
Which is exactly what Hayek is saying when he says, you know, the individualism that we've enjoyed was not possible. He said, the way he wrote it, we have progressively abandoned that freedom in economic affairs without which personal and political freedom has never existed in the past. You're absolutely right. And that's
right. And that timeline chronology that you kind of gave, the thumbnail sketch of the political, you know, of this culture of individualism that came down from the Greeks and through the Rome and the Renaissance and stuff. And you know, and you talked about the Renaissance and of course Reformation in there too. That's why all the history books do Renaissance and Reformation in together. And you really can't neglect the Christian contribution in all of that. And it really is a war on individualism. And even someone as incendiary and bombastic as like Alex Jones is always going back and hammering. You hear him use the word Renaissance a lot. And war on the individual, war on humanity. It really is. I mean, it's funny. Growing up as Christian in recent decades, I've been listening to Christianity rail against secular humanism, of course, all my adult life. And now it's like now they've gone full tilt boogie anti-human. I mean, it's like war makes strange bedfellows because anybody willing to affirm humanity and the dignity of the individual, even a secular humanist, is better than the anti-human, you know, what is it? Oh my gosh, just this nihilistic garbage that's being, you know, touted now to everybody's yep. destruction.
Yep, exactly.
It's just absolutely amazing. This cultural nihilism is just cultural anomy is what we used to talk about in school. You know, anomy and nihilism. Anomy, a total lack of moorings. Culturally and in terms of values and ethics and stuff.
Which is why I mentioned that allegedly spurious letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini and. Pike's words about unleashing the atheists and nihilists and or the nihilists and the atheists.
Absolutely.
I think we're there.
Mazzini's just a mobster. I mean, you know, an ancestor of the Cosa Nostra and the whole Italian mob thing. That's kindergarten stuff compared to the nihilism and the evil of Pike.
Yes, and I think what we need to be cautious of, which I've been trying to mention in recent broadcasts in particular, is becoming the accidental nihilist. Don't get drawn in by accident. And what I mean by that is basically throwing the baby out with the bathwater and destroying our social concepts and precepts as folks wake up, so to speak, as it's been put. But I always caution folks, Kool-Aid comes in a variety of flavors, so be careful.
And the flavor is called community, because it's the word games, the word weaseling and the spin doctoring. The manipulation of language. We think of the word community as a positive word. Community is a good thing. Well, not when it's communitarianism, you know, being sold as not. And that's what they've utterly emasculated the churches, you know, the mainstream churches, the Protestant denominations, the Catholic Church, are kind of being subsumed into one overall organizational entity. But even the evangelicals on the other side, you're seeing Baptist churches change to community churches, Methodist churches change to community churches. This notion that everything ideological is ideological, all principles are to be sacrificed on the altar of community. Don't dare contradict anyone or offend anyone.
Right, and then the nonsense about extremism at the same time, you know, combating extremism, especially violent. But we're even getting away from violent extremism. Now we're combating extremism, which means what? A departure from the generally accepted normal. Where did that come from?
Disagreeing with anything they say.
Exactly, you know. Exactly, yep.
And even responsibly or moderately. Now, and I want to make this contrast, where in terms of where things are going, you know what? Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And Christians and Jews forget this. You should look at this. What was the world like in the days of Noah? As in the days of Noah. Go back to Genesis 6. The salient feature is not the whole Nephilim, Anakim thing. The salient feature of the whole world in the days of Noah is that the whole world was filled with violence. Every man's hand was against his neighbor. The whole world was filled with violence. And this is precisely the chaos that they're instituting throughout the world. You know, they're filling the whole world with violence in order to create the chaos for their Hegelian, you know, dialectic to hand us globalism as the solution to the problem.
Well, you know, that reminds me of, and absolutely, that's a very valid and salient point. I'm glad that you brought that up. That reminds me of Obama's address, his UN General Assembly address last month, when he said, you know, again, this reversal and projection, when he said, for example, across the region's conflicts, we have to insist that all parties recognize a common humanity and that nations end proxy wars that fuel disorder. Wait a second. Nations end proxy wars.
We're the ones fomenting them.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're the ones fomenting them.
But then he went on to say, the embers of extremism will continue to burn. Countless human beings will suffer most of all in that region, but extremism will continue to be exported overseas. And so people don't realize with the what marketers might call spontaneous ambiguity, but the way the ambiguity is played on in these phrases, people don't realize just because you think he might mean exported from these, you know, radical regimes overseas from here, that doesn't mean that he might not mean exported from here over there, as has been the case, as you and I agree. Speaking of his comment about proxy wars, stick around. Going into a break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back. Again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we have Glenn and Philly on the line. And Glenn, I'm glad you brought that point up. It's a great point. You know, the fact that Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man at his return. You know, Matthew 24, Luke 17, places like that. And so your salient point about the violence that God himself mentioned in Genesis 6, and I'm always reminded of verse 5 in Genesis 6, when in the NASB it says, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually," which sounds excessive. Yeah, it sounds like hyperbole. Why not just say, you know, man was, you know, exceedingly evil or whatever, but every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And then skipping ahead to your point in verse 13, then God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. And behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth."
God repented himself that he had made man.
It's interesting that the Southern Baptists want to translate that to God was angry with man, but I don't think that was the case. In my humble estimation, he says to us, be careful because you have a cunning foe who is, you know, roams the earth seeking whom he may devour. So be careful. Here are some, you know, instructions, rules of the road, if you will. If you abide by these, things will go well. If you don't, it's going to be tough. And to see your children, whom you give autonomy and free will, become the source of their own undoing themselves would be heartbreaking, I think.
Yeah, it's like a parent being brokenhearted and regretting, you know, the evil of the child, of a bad seed child who's just so bad that they kind of wish, oh, it makes me wish I never had kids. You know, that type of thing, sentiment. But this craziness of fomenting all these proxy wars and everything. It's gone to a real extreme. Now, I'll reprise something I said to John Moore this morning, that the United States hasn't faced an existential a war of existential threat from a foreign nation since 1812. Ever since the ink dried on Woodrow Wilson's signature on the Federal Reserve Act, the United States has functioned as a mercenary entity, and you know, throughout the world, and that's why we have troops in 130 countries. It's no coincidence that the Roman Senate met on Capitoline Hill, and the U.S. Senate meets on Capitol Hill. It's mini Roman Empire type of thing, and up until now, I also said that. I remember the Doonesbury comic of the 70s, and I was always a little bit perplexed by the... There was a Chinese character in the strip, Doonesbury's uncle, or the one character's Uncle Duke was an ambassador to China, and he had his aide, his liaison named Honey, the Chinese girl in there, and she used to make remarks of the American hegemon, or hegemony, and I didn't quite get that. But in retrospect, you can see why the Chinese were complaining about American hegemony even when I was growing up, in the 70s. Up until now, we've picked on mostly third world countries or smaller nations, or they've done balkanizing or overthrowing and stuff like that. But the game is now up, because now we have Valerie Jarrett and Lurch Perry trying to intimidate Lavrov and saying, you don't want to be throwing your weight around in Syria. I mean, God forbid something bad is going to happen, like maybe terrorism in Russia, you know?
Yeah.
That's how mafia we've become.
Yeah, exactly. Former CIA directors and so forth saying, they'd like to see those kinds of hits and things. But to me, that's just grandstanding and good theater.
It shows the hubris.
Absolutely.
The hubris.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's insanity, It demonstrates the hubris and its insanity. I mean, any reasonable person would hopefully recoil in horror at, hearing those kinds of sociopathic tendencies. So
I know I do.
So do I. I have a question for you when we come back, Glenn. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
We'll be right back. So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need.
All right, welcome back.
He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting.
We need to get back to the phones here in a second, but I want to. Speaking of this point, I have a question for you, Glenn, and then we got to go back to the phones. But first, I want to play a clip of Mike Morrell on with Charlie Rose, the August 8th interview of Mike Morrell by Charlie Rose. And this was a clip uploaded to the Charlie Rose YouTube channel. So listen to these words from a former deputy director of the CIA. Go ahead, please.
Give them the things that they need to both go after the Assad government, but also to have the Iranians and the Russians pay a little price, right? When we were in Iraq, the Iranians were giving weapons to the Shia militia who were killing American soldiers, right? The Iranians were making us pay a price. We need to make the Iranians pay a price in Syria. We need to make the Russians pay a price. The other thing I would do...
We make them pay the price by killing Russians?
Yes.
And killing Iranians?
Yes. Covertly. So you don't tell the world about it, right? You don't stand up at the Pentagon and say, we did this, right? But you make sure they know it in Moscow and Tehran. Here's the other thing I want to do. I want to go after those things that Assad sees as... his personal power base, right? I want to scare Assad. So I want to go after his presidential guard. I want to bomb his offices in the middle of the night.
Well, that happened about 2 years ago. As you remember, when his brother-in-law was...
I want to destroy his presidential aircraft on the ground. I want to destroy his presidential helicopters. I want to make him think we're coming after him, right? I'm not advocating assassinating him. I'm not advocating that. I'm advocating going after what he thinks is his power base, right, and what he needs to survive. I want him to think about... this is not going to end well for me, right? Mm. I want to put pressure on him. I want to put pressure on the Iranians. I want to put pressure on the Russians to come to that diplomatic settlement.
So there you go. Former deputy director of the CIA on with Charlie Rose back on August 8, 2016, in psychopathic fashion, advocating assassinations around influential political leaders in Russia, Syria, Iran, and really beyond. And somehow we can't see what's going on here. Glenn, my question to you was, the points that you raised, very valid, very salient, and this illustrates the psychopathy we're dealing with here in our own backyard. How do we get folks to understand what you and I seem to recognize? How do we get them to see this? What do you think?
Man, all I can say is it's hard to, if you could, I don't know what this guy's background was. Is a deputy director? Is he like a former Navy SEAL? Was he special ops? Or has this guy never been? He sounds, to hear someone talk like that, sounds like a pencil-pushing little bureaucratic weasel in a suit and tie who's never been in a street fight in his life. But he pathologically likes to get off on having other people do his wet work and his dirty work for him.
Yeah,
you know, that's what this guy sounds. I mean, to hear someone talk in a bellicose fashion like that sounds like someone who, you know, if you speak to a military general or military colonel who knows the ugliness of war and all mm-hmm. that sort of thing, and they don't want, military people don't want war because it's tough for them. They don't like that. This guy sounds like someone who's completely insulated and isolated from the effects of what he proposes.
Exactly. I agree. And, you know, for folks to, I mean, this is even published on the Charlie Rose YouTube channel, which to me is shocking. And I don't know what more you can show people in America to say we're as awful and totalitarian and authoritarian and draconian as the Nazi regime ever hoped to be with leadership like this.
Well, listen, okay, the Russians have a brilliant simplicity and brutality when they act, okay? And they don't screw around with all this elegant pork barrel military equipment garbage that doesn't work like we do. And they clearly they're striving and striving and striving for peaceful solution, but recently they just sent cruise missiles against that ISIS control compound that we were running. It was U.S., NATO, and Israeli officers in that thing, controlling ISIS, and it got blown up. That was a huge hit. That's how the Russians behave. They said, we're going to try and try and try and, you know, reason with you, but, you know, when you know, they bombed, we that was a response to our bombing of the Syrian regular army troops just the other week, killing over 60 or 80-some Syrian regular troops when they were winning and defeating ISIS at Aleppo. So the Russians
absolutely, but it seems to me that is always just the same old recycled, rebranded, contrived proxy conflict, you know, a la the Mujahideen in Afghanistan drawing the Russians in and so forth. And again, the African proverb, when the elephants wrestle, the grass gets hurt, seems to be the operative
slogan. Don't think for one
slogan.
Minute that the Russians... We apparently did not learn any lessons from Vietnam, or didn't learn well. Don't think for one minute that the Russians didn't learn from Afghanistan, their Vietnam. Okay?
Yeah.
And they are trying
according to Brzezinski.
Me they're the adult in the room, and they're trying and trying. But when they act, this guy's, you know, we have Hillary Clinton advocating shooting down Russian aircraft. We have this guy, you know, advocating, you know, bombing, critical Syrian target.
And Morrell openly endorsed Clinton, you know, in the same time period. So anyway, yeah, absolutely.
When the Russians finally do act, be prepared for the simplicity and brutality of when they act, it will be decisive. Okay, and they're not, when they finally are back to the, where these, if, you know, Kerry, Garrett, Obama, Clinton insist on backing them into a corner, they're going to find out when they open a can on them, what's going to happen. And they're going to find out in a very bad way. And I don't want that to happen. That's why I advocate Trump. In spite of his peccadillos and warts, he's less, you know, he's less imperialistic than these crazy people who are going to bring us all, to lead us all into perdition.
Well, yeah, but I would still suggest that he has closet fascist tendencies, perhaps not even knowing how much so.
I think he's more controllable and advisable than the crazies we presently have. I don't believe he's a sociopath, number one. And number two, he's sufficiently old-school nationalistic that he knows that getting America blown up or American aircraft carriers blown up or American troops blown up is a bad idea. So I at least credit him with that.
Well, valid points. I appreciate you raising them.
Okay,
thanks,
Chris.
Thanks for your call, Glenn. I really appreciate it. And let's hope not. You know, again, the nihilists, the atheists, the sociopaths, the technocrats. Let's hope not. Let's hope we don't get steered into a catastrophe or further into a catastrophe, I should say. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it. What a good call from Glenn. I think I may know him, although I don't have any way of being sure. But anyway, you know, I was listening the first hour. I agree with him. I was driving down the road listening, and all sorts of things were coming to mind. You know, you mentioned Thoreau. You mentioned all this other stuff. My life, literally, I went back 40 years to a time when I was working a pipeline in Maryland. And at the end of the day, I came across what looked like a cabin. And I went up and looked at it. It had windows, but no doors. And I wiped the dirt off of the window. And inside was a Model T or a Model A from like 1915, 1916, with a corner post built around the car. You could see the mice had eaten the seats. And it's a long story, but I think it'll make a point. Covered in grease, I turned around to what looked like a bear coming down the right-of-way. 8 foot tall, looked like to me. No shoulders, all neck. And it's walking towards me, and it turns out to be an elderly black man, probably in his 80s. And that was his old homestead that I was prowling around on. And it was his car that when he went into World War I, he was told he couldn't keep it if he didn't keep it plated, and it was brand new. So he covered it in grease and built the building around it. This stuff has been going on to hide it.
Yeah.
You know, so this stuff has been going on forever. People have been literally slaves on the land.
Yeah.
Since Reconstruction for everyone in this country. And, you know, Glenn made a comment that it was more about God saw that, you know, violence filled the land. And that's true. I agree with him. But then you brought up, I think, verse 5,
yep.
Genesis 6, where God said, I will destroy them with the flood. Well, who are them, Chris? Who are them? Who are they?
Well, yeah, when he says, for the earth is filled with violence because of them.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
who are
you know, I would agree with Glenn, but Glenn, you got to see what it says. The world, the earth was filled with violence because of them, and who were they?
Exactly, and that's kind of what I was getting to, you know, hinting at if you were the parent of the children you sent out to the end of the gate and there was that, you know, that crafty and cunning foe roaming the earth seeking whom he may devour and beguiling folks and turning them against themselves and one another, that would be heartbreaking. And so, yes, I'm trying to put those two points together.
Right. It wasn't even, in my opinion, Chris, that they were trying to destroy mankind. That was a means to the end.
Yep.
And the end was to corrupt and pollute the genealogy of Jesus Christ, because it's been a genetic problem since before the foundation of the earth.
Right.
And here's the kicker. As it was in the days of Noah, Glenn, if it had to do with the Nephilim, guess what? They're getting better at it, because they're all around us. They're all around us. Why is DNA so important to these people?
Yeah.
They're all around us.
Ancestry.com and so forth.
Absolutely. They've done such a good job at, like you, the word you use, beguiling, literally beguiling, because there's people now that are, you know, man marrying man, woman marrying women. And I heard a host on a broadcast in Nashville last week, well, men can't have children with men. And I'm going, oh, wait a minute. You know, women can't have children with women. Wait a minute. The Chinese have been doing it with mice for 7 or 8 years now.
Yep.
Weakened DNA, removing chromosomes, implanting an egg into a female mouse that has the genetics of both of the fathers but none of the mothers. Why do you suppose the Chinese are doing that? Unless they know there's going to be a need. Because somewhere along the line, you're not going to have intercourse with your wife unless you've got a license.
Well, they call that, the technocrats call that the natural method. And you and I would say, what? That's just, what? What do you mean the natural method? That's what they call it.
Well, give them time and they'll call it, it'll be the unnatural method.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you know, the way that language gets perverted and subverted. Absolutely. Yep.
You know, it'll be against the state. And it's been in our face for my lifetime. I've looked at things where, you know, back in the 70s, the whole idea of the $6 million man, this half man, half machine.
Yep. Well, Steve Austin, we have the technology.
Right. Walt Disney, doing the things that he did with something called the Hall of the Presidents, introducing America to cyborgs, to robotics, all because he loved children. What a great man Walt Disney was. That's why he had his head cut off and froze, and it's in a cooler next to Ted Williams, who was also a futurist, because they believed that at some point they'd be able to, and they're doing this now, folks, they're making plans for it, download your brain into a cyborg and you can live forever.
Yep, talked about that on the broadcast too, the transhumanist agenda, and how that is actually taking shape, and, you know, playing clips from the folks shaping that technology, and just all the horrors that go along with it. You know, Ray Kurzweil, being the director of research at Google, now writing back in 1999 in The Age of Spiritual Machines, which is a horrific title in itself, that we can bypass certain regions of the brain. You know, like visual pattern recognition or long-term memory, total recall. Anyone? Yeah, it's happening. To kind of weld together the points that you make and Glenn made. You know, Glenn talking about violence and you talking about corrupting the genealogy. It's interesting to me. I always think of Jesus saying, "You've heard it said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. But today I give you a new command: love your enemy." Pray for those who spitefully use you or persecute you. And there was no need for the vigilance about genealogy at that point forward, obviously, because Jesus was there. But going forward, again, like you said, they're better at it this time. Here's my conjecture. Romans 11:25, Paul writing, "I would not have you ignorant of this, brethren, that a partial hardening of the heart of Israel has happened until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in." To me, sounds like an arc moment. And I would speculate and conjecture the bad guys are trying to slow down the birth process. God reissued the command to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth after the flood. That command was reissued to man. The Malthusian Huxleyans say, you know, population control is the order of the day, in direct contravention to God's command. So are they trying to slow down the birth rate, so to speak, so that they can stave off their ultimate destruction that Peter mentioned in 2 Peter chapter 3, I believe, the fire, this time by fire and not by water? Be curious to hear your thoughts on that when we come back, John. If you would like, folks, stick around. We'll be right back with the final segment of today's broadcast right after this break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, October 3rd, 2016. John, do you have any thoughts on what I said in the last segment there going out? We still have John?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and we've talked about this in the past. For those of look, It goes back to this whole idea of a genealogical problem. I asked a preacher one time, how many times is the word human in the Bible? He said, I don't know. I said, it's not in it. And then I asked him, how many times is the word man? in the Bible. He said, I don't know, but I'm sure you're going to tell me. Over 3,000 times, folks, the word man is in the Bible. The word human doesn't appear. So, and I looked up what human is. You is a God. Capital H, you is a God. Turns out to be, you know, we see him in the Alley of the Sphinx. We see him in images of Satan and Beelzebub and, you know, Baphomet. That's who Hugh is. So are you a human or not? And I propose, Chris, that before that event happens, when you become a Christian, you're a human being. You're Hugh's man being. But God made man in his image. And when that event takes place, that you're regenerated, Christ said, know you not that you're a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. You're not human being anymore, people. You're a man or a woman or a child of God. And we curse ourselves when we say, well, I'm only human. It doesn't make me any better. It just means that I'm not the same breed that I used to be. And that's what we need to understand. It's a genetic warfare. It's been going on forever. Satan wants to replace him, put himself in place of God, and it's not going to happen. But I would agree, it is an arc moment, you know, to the point where now, hey, they're playing with DNA so much that the technology they have now, I'm sure they're collecting DNA samples, where if the world is destroyed by God in fire and someone survives, they think they're going to redo it all in a lab. And start it all over.
Yeah.
But they lose. And I mean, it sounds something out of science fiction, but it's Bible truth to me.
Yep. Yep. I didn't want to
take you there, but that's how important it is, Chris.
I agree. I don't think there's anything wrong with going there if we're gonna put it out there. Might as well all be out there. So what you said reminds me of, among other places, 1 Corinthians 15 and that mystery, sown a perishable body, raised an imperishable body, etc., which is a mystery that can't be understood in earthly terms. Again, the secret decoder ring in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is important. Thanks for your call, John. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me.
You bet. As always, a pleasure. Thanks, Glenn. Fred, sorry we missed you. Folks, I hope it was informative. I truly do. And again, 2 Peter chapter 3 comes to mind. Very sobering reminder of the reality ahead. How do we get these concepts out to folks to understand, for example, what Glenn and Philly and I discussed in the second hour today? Again, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.